Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. Today, we're going to be doing an informational interview with Jason Morrow. Hello, Jason. Thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
Hi, John. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We're grateful to always have professionals come on to the podcast. So I want to start out with kind of the traditional way how I start these informational interviews and kind of an example to the listeners of that kind of ambiguous question they might get asked in an interview setting. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, the way I label my headline is that I'm a mission-driven investor, and my work is a mix of professional and public service. I am the Deputy Chief Investment Officer in the Investments Office at Utah Retirement Systems, where we steward around $54 billion on behalf of more than 250,000 employees throughout the state of Utah. And we also oversee a smaller pool of capital on behalf of the Public Employees Health Plan, which is the state insurance company. Since 2007, I've been specializing in building portfolios, particularly our alternative assets. And then since 2015, I've been focused on building and developing a great organizational culture, investment processes, and great teams. And across that, we manage the assets.
And how did you get started in that kind of field of work? Was it part of your major? Was it part of your interest? How did you get started in it?
Well, this is one of those roles that you usually don't know they exist until somehow you come across them. You know, as a teenager, I was always very much into investing. It was the thing I liked to learn about. So I'd say I got into it first and foremost from a natural kind of talent and passion and interest. My curiosity leaned that way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've always been wired to think about risk and probability. And I wanted to get into professional investing as an undergrad student. And I always thought that that meant picking securities, you know, picking stocks, picking bonds. And then it turns out that is a path and role in the investments profession, but it is one of many, many, many paths. So that's where my start came from, was an initial interest and then some luck along the way.
Yeah. And so that's something that when I'm meeting with students a lot, I hear, I want to go into this kind of, we'll use your field as an example of investments, but there are so many different paths within that kind of particular job field. How did you navigate the 10, 20, however many paths there are? Was it through internships? Was it through just kind of doing research? How did you kind of navigate those many different paths?
Well, I think one of the challenges of so many professions and roles is you may hear someone's title and think you know what that means. And it turns out that same title across 10 organizations means different things. So I came across this, what we would call institutional asset management or an allocator role. So an allocator is a form of a professional investment role wherein I don't pick stocks and bonds, and thank goodness, because frankly, I think of all the paths in investing that can be rewarding, but it's fairly narrow. And I personally would find it to be less rewarding. But I came across it in part of my graduate program. A bit of luck. The University of Utah, where I went, has one of the, at the time, it was, I think, the only student-led private equity fund in the nation. And I happened to start working for it. And then once I got into that internship seat, suddenly all of these different roles began to appear that I didn't know existed. So a lot of it was fortuitous.
And thank you for bringing that up. A lot of times when I'm meeting with students, they have so many plans. They're like, I'm going to do this and I need to do this. I need to do this step. I need to get into this internship. But there is a component of luck into kind of starting a professional career and professional direction. Do you agree with that? Or do you feel like it's more plan based?
I think if you have a plan, like one of my beliefs is if you keep shooting, eventually you'll hit the target you're aiming for.
Yeah.
But if you have, you know, start with a plan and be open to a non-linear path.
Yeah.
Would be my comment.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for that. I love nonlinear paths. I've talked about it many times on this podcast. I'm a huge proponent of nonlinear paths and just kind of, it's okay to kind of take a journey down a path. And sometimes you end up at the end of that path and being like, yes, I'm in the right kind of area. Sometimes you get to the end of that path and you're like, okay, this wasn't the right path for me, but it branches off into other paths. So
well,
this
and,
kind of,
and I think knowing what you don't want is as important as knowing what you do. You know, take as many internships, reach out as a student. You can play the, hey, I'm a student. Would you mind just helping me learn about what you do? You know, I've never said no to that inquiry. And if for some reason that I am unavailable or I have too many conflicts, I make sure someone from our team will take that call. So, you know, when you see a title and you're like, oh, that sounds interesting, reach out. So long as you have the student card to play, so many doors are open.
100%. Thank you for bringing that up. That is something that sometimes when students are meeting with me in my office, they don't necessarily believe. So coming from somebody as successful as yourself, that is huge. So thank you for bringing that up. Please join us for part 2 of our informational interview with Jason Morrow.